You're listening to SBS News.
As office workers flock back to Sydney's CBD, Renee Boutov's barbershop is seeing a boom in customers. But Ms. Boutov says she is struggling to keep up with growing demand, with her staffing levels only half of what they were pre-pandemic.
It's quite tough. I've had a job ad running consistently for 3 years, and I have had hardly any applicants. And my store isn't any different to any other hairdressing business in the country at the moment. So everybody's crying out for staff. It's a huge staff shortage in terms of hairdressing, but particularly in barbering, which is what we do.
Ms. Boutov says she lost 5 skilled workers last year who returned overseas due to Australia's prolonged border closure and lockdowns. Despite the international borders reopening in November, many skilled migrants are yet to return. New government figures show just 23,000 temporary skilled visa holders have arrived over the past 5 months.
I knew there would be a slow take-up of people coming back to Australia, but I didn't expect it to be this slow. So right now I'm hiring for three positions, and we've had no Australians apply and no migrant workers apply either. So it's been pretty tough.
As job vacancies across the nation reach record highs, business leaders say almost every industry is under pressure. Innes Wilcox is the chief executive of Australian Industry Group.
It's very clear we just don't have the people here that we need to fill the jobs that we have. Our economy is continuing to grow, and while we've had closed borders, it means that jobs are going begging at the moment, and that's not good both for employers and employees. Employers are finding it very hard to run their businesses and to keep up without the labour and the skills that they need.
Mr. Wilcox is backing calls for a simpler and speedier skilled visa application process to help ease worker shortages.
We need to find a way to streamline that process and not make it so expensive as well. We've got to think about migration and training of locals together, but migration is a quicker fix and it does have spillover benefits for the economy as a whole.
As federal election campaigning ramps up, small businesses are pleading with both parties to provide more support. Ben Watt is a migration lawyer in Melbourne. He says Australia is competing with many other countries around the world for international visitors and workers. He's urging the government to create more pathways to permanent residency through employment.
I think that there is a bit of a bad rap with Australia at the moment in cohorts of people who are looking at coming on temporary visas, so the working holiday visas, but especially the student visas, and are looking for maybe, you know, moving to Australia. And there's been a bit of talk within these communities about, well, if you come here and you're in Sydney, you're not going to get a job. You will be able to get a job, but you won't be able to stay.
The government has set a permanent migration cap of 160,000 places for 2022 to 2023 and says skilled visas will comprise around two-thirds of the total migration program at 109,900 places. The opposition says it will announce its new migration policy soon, but has previously shown support for permanent migration. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.